You know, this comes after a long series of demonstrations, protests, many bloodshed. Every political step the people seek to, in order to accelerate the transition process had to go through pain and sweat and tears. And so, of course, we are happy, but happy with sadness that we had to pay such heavy price every now and then to get what we want, what we want. You know, there was so much political calculations in the minds of the SCAF and the political allies that was obstructing the smooth transition. And that's why it was very painful transition process. And now we are moving to a very important step. After we have parliamentary election, and currently we are having the Senate Shura Council election, we will be moving now toward the presidential election, but they have to clear up many issues regarding the Constitution. Are they going to have the Constitutional Committee and National Referendum on the Constitution before the conducting of the presidential election or not? Because it would be very difficult that you have presidential election and there is no constitution. How can the president rule? By what laws he would have if he has no constitution? What are his prerogatives? What are the relationship between the different institutions, the separation of powers? All this, you know, questions need to be answered. And so far, what we are getting is that there will be opening of the election candidature on the 10th of March. But when will be the presidential election? Are we to accelerate it, make it like in April or May? And what happens to the constitutional committee that will make the new constitution? So all these questions are still not clear. And but anyway, we are happy that this is a positive step. But of course, you have people who are skeptical because it comes also amid calls for civil disobedience starting 11th of February. This is a date in which Mubarak resigned. And so those people who are calling for this civil disobedience hope that they will be able to force the military out. The problem is that some were critical of this move because you don't know, okay, if you ask the military to leave, how they will do it. It cannot be done in a disorderly way that would lead to more lawlessness in the country, collapse of security. So it needs a real arrangement for the transfer of power. And so the presidential election, if it is just clear when it will be done, will be a very good positive step. We don't know how the impact of declaring the presidential candidate's date will have on the call for the civil disobedience date. Unless, of course, some bloody event takes place, and that would give heat and fuel for the movement for civil disobedience.
Do you think that there will be a new constitution before the presidential election? Is this possible?
I think it is possible because the Egyptian constitution consists of five chapters and four already. There is a national consensus on that. They deal with natural rights. The question that is remains controversial is chapter 5 that deals with the prerogatives of the president in the light of the better experience we had with the dictator Mubarak. Also, the question of the status of the army. What is going to be, what will happen with the army when it comes to politics? Are we going to have something like Turkish deep state? We give them special status. Or not. And I think there is a national consensus. We don't want to give them any special status. We will not repeat the Turkish experience. We want a real democracy. We want all institutions are subject to the law and inspection by the parliament. And so I think this is going to happen and that we can have the constitution in a very short period, maybe 1 month maximum or 2 months. Because Egypt, mind you, had a long history of constitution. We are not starting from the scratch. We had constitution since 1865.
Professor Sadek, some people are saying Field Marshal Tantawi's announcement, it's a calculated attempt to dilute the strong opposition to the military. Do you share that view?
Of course, it has that element. But as you see, they would never have made this concession unless, there was popular pressure. You have today, in the last few days, we had demonstrators besieging the Ministry of Interior. This just shows you how the culture of fear has been defeated. And there were a lot of demonstrations targeting the field marshal himself personally, and they want him to be and the entire military council be subject to investigation for the mishandling of the transition period, the blood that had been shed, the slowness that was not on the side of the revolution. And that's why also we hear about the desire for a safe exit for them, which nobody can afford to give or can even have the power to give them.
Some analysts are saying that the announcement of the presidential election is a move to appease pro-democracy activists who've been calling on the military to hand over power immediately. Is that the case?
Of course, in the last few days we had bloody confrontation, and the street is very much mobilized against the military and the Ministry of Interior. We had one of the worst riots that even a parliamentary committee is claiming might have been a conspiracy. Some politicians are suggesting that there was an agreement with American Blackwater to do some dirty business in Egypt. Again, this we are not sure of, but this is the atmosphere. You had also yesterday a very prominent politician and the leader of the Egyptian revolution, Ahmed Maher, one of the co-founders of the 6th of April movement, had been hit mysteriously for trying to calm the protesters in front of the Ministry of Interior by a huge rock that caused brain concussion. A delegation from the parliament visited him today. And of course, there's a lot of suspicion on who did that. And of course, the movement had not accused anybody and said, we are not sure who did it. Could be a thug, it could be somebody who was doing some sabotage in a nearby building. But again, it is very disturbing what happened in targeting this man. Also in the demonstrations recently, especially in the last few demonstrations in Tahrir, we have noticed systematic attempts by thugs. It looked like an operation to harass women deliberately and demonize and discredit Tahrir and make it very difficult for people to go there. It is something like what happened to Logan when she was here. This time, I met many women who complained that there was something strange this time. Some groups here and there was scattered, and it was like professional team of thugs hired by somebody to do that deliberately.